My name is Jessica Fetters, and I'm a medical technologist at the lab at Petersburg Medical Center.
And I'm Liz Bacom. I'm the lab and imaging manager at Petersburg Medical Center.
Okay, and we are talking about health fair blood draws. I understand that you're still taking appointments for them.
Well, we've only been doing blood draws from 7 to 9 a.m. every day. So we have already drawn 442 people for the health fair, which is pretty awesome, in 3 weeks. And we have 138 slots left.
All right. If we could talk a little bit about the tests themselves, the screenings that are available to people. From what I gather, there's a general screening that is required, and then there's several options that people have. If they want to pay more, they can find out more information about their blood, basically, is what I'm getting. So the general one is the health fair panel.
Well, the health fair panel includes a check for anemia and infection. You get a white count, hemoglobin, hematocrit, and a platelet count. The chemistry panel is a general overall look at your renal function, your kidney function, liver function, and also your cholesterol, your cardiac risk.
So that'll give you a pretty good picture of your general health.
It's a good overall screening. It doesn't screen for everything, obviously, but it's a good baseline lab test to have done for. If you only get this done every 2 years, it's pretty much a good inclusive test. Although there are some things that are recommended for screening, like a thyroid screen, that's our TSH, and also for men, a PSA, prostate-specific antigen. And then additional tests that you can add on top of those are the hepatitis C and the hemoglobin A1C. So in the general chemistry panel, there's a screening with a fasting glucose, but paired with the hemoglobin A1C, it gives a better picture of whether you are in a risk for developing or have diabetes.
Okay. So for the general public, who should be getting blood draws at this, you know, at this point in their lives? All age groups, or, you know, how old does a person need to be before they need to think about, I should check what's in my blood?
We have people as young as 18. We go from 18 and older. I'm seeing more younger people every year that we do this health fair. I think parents suggest to their kids, come in and get your health fair screening, because it's screening labs, and a lot of insurance companies don't pay for just general screening unless there's a reason to do the test. There are situations where younger people have high cholesterol. We're seeing some minor anemias in some of these young people, and TSH abnormalities. So if you can pick them up early before they're real serious and obvious, you can usually treat a lot more effectively and quicker.
Now, there are still some scheduling slots available if people do want to still schedule for a blood draw. What, at this point, I mean, we're talking about, this is the last week. What do they need to know for scheduling at this point?
All they need to do is go to the PMC website. It's pmc-health.com, and there's a big link for the 2014 health fair. You can go there, make your appointment. You can even pay online. If you don't pay online, you can just pay by cash or check the day of, and it's a pretty simple process. We've had a lot of people do it and have really positive feedback about how easy of a process it is.
And I noticed when I scheduled mine, there were 15-minute slots, so it must go pretty quick.
It does. I've actually heard a lot of people walk out from their appointment and say that was so fast. And it's so fun to hear people talk about that, because they've had to wait in lines pretty significantly in the past. So I think everybody's really, really pleased with how it's going.
Regarding getting the blood analyzed, that's not happening locally, correct? So there's a local blood laboratory here that you're screening all of the blood, all the 600 or whatever it's going to be samples?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we are able to do almost all of the testing here right in Petersburg. The only test that we have to send out is the hepatitis C screen, which gets sent to Fairbanks, but everything else gets done right here. It gets done the day of, and we're really happy that we're able to keep it in the town rather than having to send all of that out.
So the next part, after people get their blood drawn, they have their appointment, the next thing would be the health fair where they get their results. You know, let's say in my situation, I like to eat eggs pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. So my big question is, can I still do that? Is my cholesterol okay? Because I love eggs. So, you know, going to the health fair, and when I get the results, am I going to be able to understand what I'm getting in terms of the information?
So we provide information where you can go to a legitimate website to learn about what your lab tests mean. It's www.labtestsonline.org, labtestsonline.org. And it's a professionally monitored website that gives really good information about what every test means that you might be having in a laboratory beyond what we do in the health fair. So it's a great place to go for that kind of information. At the health fair, we will have one of our physicians on staff give a presentation about an overall picture of what the lab tests mean. And if a person has any question about their lab results, they really do need to consider seeking an appointment with their physician so they can get an explanation.
Well, is there anything else that folks need to know about concerning the blood draws?
I'd just like to say that we've had a ton of volunteers help us with this process. Hospital employees that have gone the extra mile to make sure that the public wasn't impacted at all by this change, and we wanted it to be as easy as possible. The lab has bent over backwards trying to accommodate all the unusual requests and building the website to be able to do the online registration. Jessica did a lot of that, and having Sarah down in the community health take appointments, and she's calling people back and actually taking payment for their appointments. And so we're trying to make it as easy as possible, painless as possible, because this is really important in our community, and we want everybody that wants to have access to having this testing done have it. We're grateful also to the EMTs that have volunteered to draw blood, and there have been nurses that have come in and helped us, and hospital staff that come in on their own time to help draw blood, and it's been really nice to see all the support. And also the employers in the community that have stepped up and said, you know, we think this is a great service to our employees, and they're actually paying for their employees to have some or all of the health fair labs done. So I applaud all of those employers that are out there that support Petersburg Health Fair.